Now back to Cofield and Company and the Athletes Doing Good Radiothon.
Back on the Athletes Doing Good Radiothon, hosted by Max Crosby. Well, the beneficiary of this is awesome. Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital and Janet DeWolf, who's the executive director of the Intermountain Foundation, is here with us. Janet, right out of the gates, I want you to tell us about the hospital.
Okay. Well, Primary Children's Hospital, as you may know, has been ranked as one of the top children's hospitals for U.S. News World and Report. We've ranked as one of the best in 8 specialties. We were ranked in the top 25, and we tied for first for neurology and neurosurgery for patient outcomes. We're located, our flagship hospital is in Salt Lake City, and we're part of Intermountain Healthcare, which is a very innovative healthcare system. We have 24 hospitals, 215 clinics, and a medical group of 3,000 physicians and physician assistants and nurse practitioners.
Wow.
We serve 5 states in the Intermountain West, and we see about 100,000 patients a year. We have the greatest geographic area of any children's hospital in the country, approximately 400,000 square miles.
Holy moly. If our listeners want to donate to the cause, you can text MCR 2020 to 76278. So talk about the foundation, the mission, and then how you raise funds throughout the year.
Sure. The Intermountain Foundation is the philanthropic arm of Intermountain Healthcare. We are a not-for-profit health system, as well as our hospitals are all not-for-profit, which means any monies raised go back into the community to support the needs of the community. We look to improve, particularly at Primary Children's, we're looking to improve children's health care. And philanthropy really provides that margin of excellence so that we're able to take programs from good to great to build state-of-the-art facilities and to be able to invest in technology and invest in the best people who can work as our caregivers at our facilities.
So I personally have been very, very lucky with health, you know, knock on wood, and I'm by no means a hospital expert, but I was kind of blown away looking at your background. You've been doing this for 30 plus years, and I had no idea just how big a need fundraising is with healthcare and with hospitals.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, people sometimes look at hospitals as being big corporations that make a lot of money. And many times, you know, a lot of the work that we do is not reimbursed for what the real cost is. And so philanthropy helps to provide that margin so that we can invest in technologies, invest in people, invest in facilities. And we do that in many different ways. So Radiothon being one of them. And I especially want to thank Max Crosby and Athletes Doing Good for choosing Primary Children's as the beneficiary of this event. We're very excited, and we're very excited to be in the Las Vegas area.
Well, we're excited to have you here. Janet DeWolf, Executive Director of the Intermountain Foundation at Primary Children's Hospital, is with us. Let's close on this. I just wanted you to speak about healthcare in general. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you've been doing this a while. This has got to be one of the craziest times for healthcare with what's going on with coronavirus and, you know, certain areas getting overwhelmed at times. And I would think there's got to be a brotherhood right now with all, you know, the hospitals just trying to provide for people in a very rough time.
You know, it's so true. It is unprecedented times right now, as we all know. And in healthcare, it is very different. And we are on the front line, even at Primary Children. So it hasn't impacted us. It is impacting the rest of our hospitals. And we're seeing a huge surge right now in the western states and in Utah in particular. So I think the good news is that Intermountain Healthcare is such a strong health system. We're nationally recognized for excellence and quality. And one of the things Intermountain has done extremely well, and in my career I've worked for other health systems who were also very strong, but Intermountain did a really great job in keeping reserves intact and being very conservative over the years that really allowed us to be prepared for what we're facing today. I'm very proud to say I work for an organization that has not had to lay off or furlough any caregivers. They took a lot of action early on in being able through our command center, but also internally to make sure all of our employees were working, were redeployed if necessary, particularly as we stopped doing surgeries in the early days of COVID-19. So they really did prepare well for it. And I think that speaks volumes to this health system and what we're able to do. And Primary Children's being part of that, we practice all the time disaster plans. There's tons of planning that goes on. You never expect to have to implement them in something like this, but you want to be prepared as much as you can for it. So I think that, these are unwavering times, and you spoke of kind of that brotherhood, so to speak, the family of caregivers. We sent 100 caregivers back to New York when New York was experiencing some of the worst times and being the epicenter, and to help relieve some of those caregivers and to also see firsthand what we might face if it really surged that high. So when they put out the call if any caregivers wanted to go back to New York, 500 people signed up right away. So we had 100 that were able to go back, and we were able to pivot very quickly to get them back there in a short period of time to really help New York and support them in their efforts. So we're seeing something that we've known working in healthcare that exists in our family of caregivers, but we are now seeing that nationally and internationally. So we're very proud and very excited, and we're up for the challenge.
Well, we really appreciate that you're part of this radiothon. We appreciate what you do, and thanks for a couple of minutes, Janet.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate being a beneficiary, and we're happy to be in the Las Vegas market and to really be able to help children and advance their children's health care there.
All right, Janet, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, Raiders on three. One, two, three.
Raiders. Home of the Raiders fan.